Hi, this is a dictation for Danny Sewer, D-A-N-N-Y, S-E-W-A-R-D. Date of birth is 5-8-1958. Date of accident is 9-27-2023. And date of service is 7-25-2024. The patient presents for a follow-up visit today. And he reports that he's got ongoing headaches, vision disturbance, double vision, anxiety, nightmares, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back, and as well as into the right shoulder since the accident. He attributes all of these symptoms to the automobile accident that happened on 9-27-2023. Here he was hit by a semi-tractor trailer that was 18-wheeler and that was trying to make a left turn, and four wheels came on top of his cars and he barely survived. He was traveling in a Ford Fusion, and the car was completely crushed and totaled and was responsible for all the symptoms. The patient reports that he has ongoing pain in the neck area and the lower back area that are almost us, between 7 and 8, right shoulder pain. Is also 7 to 8, with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees. Left shoulder pain is improved to 4 to 5, and patient can now lift up to 140 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. The patient does report improvement of up to 60% with the conservative treatment. And regarding the ADL, patient report that they are affected around 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 overall. He reports that his general activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 7. Walking ability is affected 5, and relationship with other people 6, and he can normally work now. He has a light duty job as engineering and is able to work full time. In the system review, patient has reported headaches and vision disturbance with anxiety. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing pain in the lower back, both shoulders and the neck, with some sciatica and radiation of pain off and on, with difficulty in walking. The pain shoots down to the left leg, front and back, but it has become much less often. In the right side of the leg also, the pain has not been shooting down too often, once a week. In the additional issues, no other issues are not reported. Current pain medication is Tylenol, codeine, substance abuse, occasional marijuana. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant. In the physical examination, please mention blood pressure 163/94, pulse is 74, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is as follows. The general review is the same. In musculature examination, all the muscles are found to be completely normal with no spasm in the paravertebral muscles, in the rotator cuff muscles, or any quadratus lumborum trapezius muscle, with no trigger point, no contraction or fasciculation, normal muscle strength. In the spine examination, please mention that in the cervical spine, first of all, inspection and palpation is normal as described in the template. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. The forward flexion forward flexion. In the cervical spine, the forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, side flexion is 35, and the rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 20 degrees, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 10. And in the shoulder examination, left shoulder examination is completely normal with normal muscle strength, normal range of motions, as well as minimal pain. And the some tenderness is noticed at the supraspinatus tendon and infraspinatus tendon. Range of motion is 160 degrees in forward flexion and abduction in the left shoulder. However, the Hawken-Kennedy test is still positive. The speed test, near test is positive. The anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Drop arm test is negative. And distally, patient has motor strength of 4x5 with normal grip. The phalanx sign, cranial sign are negative. The right shoulder is actually in the right shoulder, the range of motion is again limited to 120 degrees of abduction and forward flexion with the muscle strength of 4x5. The Hawken-Kennedy test is positive. Near test and speed test is positive, as well as anterior and posterior apprehension test is positive. Drop arm test is negative. And there is no issues at the wrist and rest of the upper extremity on the left side. An MRI for the cervical spine shows the following. There is a bulging, this is done on November 17, 2023, and it shows a bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and C7-T1, as well as herniated disc at this level with bilateral foramina stenosis. In the lumbar spine, there is a bulging disc and herniated disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1. And in the right shoulder, there is a supraspinatus tendinosus only, while the left shoulder has various findings as follows. Supraspinatus tendinosus and partial thickness tear and infraspinatus tendinosis, subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, inferior labral tear, coracoacromial ligament strain, and bone marrow edema in the humeral head. Now, these are found in the MRI dated November 17, 2023. The patient has undergone 3 sets of injection treatment for the left shoulder and 2 sets in the right shoulder with equivocal relief. The patient doesn't want a surgical opinion or surgical intervention at this time and would like to try conservative treatment. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue medication, which is Celebrex, Acifex, Tylenol, Codeine, Xanax, and Nurontin. He was provided Pyrazine for headaches, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, and Tylenol and Codeine 30 tablets were provided. He's also provided with Xanax 0.5 milligram at night for occasional panic relief and anxiety relief. He's also advised to have a cervical epidural injection, which is being done today. Thank you.